where you don't miss a thing.
29 minutes past 5 o'clock, time for us to have a chat to our business futurist, Morris Mizalowski. G'day, Morris.
G'day, Jason.
Morris, what is going on in your world at the moment?
Lots of bits and pieces are going on. What I'm finding over the last couple of weeks is the beginning of what I think is an interesting trend.
Oh, go on.
Moving towards social networking, getting away from words and going into pictures.
Oh, this is interesting. So not words into pictures.
Yeah, I think so. To me, it's kind of like the days, remember the good old days in the 80s when we used to have DOS and we had to know everything, we had to know all the commands and everything was a verbal or a written command?
Yeah, but it made you feel like a hacker, which was
good. Oh, it did. But unless you knew something, you really couldn't get past that point.
That's true.
And we're kind of getting to that point now where we're moving away from what we had knew before, which was a lot of words into our Facebooks, into our Twitters, and into our LinkedIn. It was all about writing and typing, to now sharing a whole lot of images and videos. And there's been an interesting site that's been trending only for about a year. In fact, it is a year. It's March last year that it came to life, and that's called Pinterest.
I just don't get it, Morris. I've looked at it a few times now, and it's kind of like scrapbooking.
Yeah. Well, when you get it, you'll let me know, won't you? Because then there'll be two of us that will, because, yeah. No, I'm kind of with you. But it's one of those things that we talk about, because it's just gained such traction. So you're absolutely right, it's like scrapbooking. Think about it, I mean, like scrapbooking, or just having a very large pin-up board. And what you're going to put on that pin-up board are things of a particular interest. So it might be a cooking hype, it might be a cooking hobby that you have, it might be knitting, it might be fashion. And you're going to go, and whatever you find that's of interest around that topic, you're going to pin it to that electronic board.
Mm.
And that's Pinterest. So you can take pictures, your own pictures, obviously, that you take and upload, but you can go to websites and you can clip off, and when you download Pinterest, it gives you a toolbar, which lets you go to a picture and then clip it and put it onto your pin-up board. And as you've changed the pictures, your community, the people who have chosen to hear about you, will find out that the pictures have changed, and they'll be able to interact with this pin-up board that you're creating.
But it just sounds like a less featured version of Facebook.
Well, it does in some ways. It absolutely does. And that's what's intriguing me, why we're moving towards this thing. But we're doing it across all elements. And even Facebook's guilty of it with its timeline.
That's true.
Because they've pushed us towards pictures. And timeline is Facebook saying, if you've put up pictures over the years since Facebook's been around, what we've done now is to take those visuals and put them into a sequence, obviously from the oldest to the newest. And like a timeline, people can look through the life of what you've put in Facebook and see the pictures of the stories of your life.
Is this stuff complicated? Like, to use Pinterest, do you need to be a geek?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it's dead easy. You just need to subscribe to it. And at that stage, that's the hardest part, because at the moment, the invitations still take a day to a week to come.
And it's free?
It's free. It's absolutely free. If anybody does want an invitation, if you want to email me at morris@businessfuturist.com, I'm happy to send them across. Anyone who's a member just has thousands of them, so happy to send it through if you don't want to wait for them to send it through.
See the benefits of listening to the Sunday session.
So do that, and then you can have a look, and if you figure out why it's of purpose, let us both know, and we'll talk about it next week.
Exactly right. So what else is there? I mean, you know, we're talking about these image-based, blogs and stuff like that. I mean, is Flickr one of those?
Yeah, Flickr is as well. Now, Flickr's been around for quite a while. What it is really a photo album that allows you to put up pictures and you could share that with the world or keep them private, and other people could then use them as well, sometimes for money, sometimes for not, and you chose. Now, even Flickr this week seems to have reacted, and tomorrow they're going to change their pages, so it'll be very, very different and more like this Pinterest and more like the Facebook timeline.
Who owns Flickr?
Good question.
One of the things I'm worried about lately is how a lot of these bigger organizations are starting to change their privacy policies.
Oh, they are, and hasn't there been a lot of that around lately? I mean, Google's been pushing that. Every time you go to their page, they tell you that they've changed it.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of comments made, of course. As we become more savvy, we're really not willing to give away too much information. And also, the other thing that I'm finding now is that many of the new sites that we're joining are, in fact, asking to go through Facebook or Flickr or something that we already own, or Twitter, and we're giving them permission without knowing it to be able to put our material into those spaces.
Which is pretty scary as well.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes we tend to forget that the real value of our data isn't the individual pieces, it's looking at it as a whole.
It is, it absolutely is. Now, to answer your question about Flickr, it's owned by Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
Owned by Yahoo, launched in February 2004.
Well, that's an interesting thing, though, anyway, because Yahoo has nowhere near the valuation that it used to have and is prime for the plucking at the moment.
It is, and we'll wait. You're absolutely right, and we'll wait and see what happens to it. So Flickr at the moment, we're told, has 51 million registered members and 80 million unique visitors per month.
crikey. So it's a popular service.
It's still up there. And while we're talking about visual, these visual diaries that are becoming more and more popular, another one I've come across is called Path, P-A-T-H.
Okay.
And it's a smartphone app. So you can download it onto your Android or your iPhone. And what it lets you do is to keep, again, a visual diary of where you're going. So you can put your photos, you can put your videos in there, you can write some words in there. It's actually quite a nice looking piece when you get into it. It's very, very easy to use. And for those people that like the normal idea of keeping a manual diary or a journal of some kind, this might be a nice alternative for it.
The problem is with a lot of these social tools is that if you're an early adopter, they're normally like being in an empty nightclub.
They are. You've got to drag your friends into them, absolutely. You know, that's an issue as well. But the issue I'm concerned with Pinterest, Path, all of these things, is one of copyright. It's kind of rattling around, and I'm not quite sure how I resolve it. In my mind, not resolve it for everyone else. But with the notion of Pinterest, for instance, or Path that we've spoken about, in many instances, without being malicious, you're taking somebody else's image and putting it onto your pin-up board because it interests you. So do you really own the copyright to it? And I would argue that unless you've been given it in some kind of what's called Creative Commons, which is an online way of saying to people, I don't mind if you use this as long as you tell people it's mine.
Yeah.
So unless you've been given it that, do you really have the ownership for it? Do you have permission to start sharing it with your friends? Because it's not yours.
I guess I would be a little bit uncomfortable if people sort of took my photos and started publishing them around the place without me knowing.
Yeah, so these are the issues that we have. And going back to Flickr actually decided on Friday that it was going to make sure that none of its pictures could be used in Pinterest.
And
they've changed their internal coding so that nothing can be clipped out of Flickr.
So you'd either have to screenshot it or actually download it and then re-upload it.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to go around the back door to get it in. So we're going to see more and more of this because we are seeing more of this image coming up and people sharing images. It's interesting how we've become very voyeuristic about it too. If you think back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I doubt whether many of us would have been comfortable about any of this being around and people having timeline notions of where we've been over 4 or 5 years. But we've slowly become used to it and it seems almost normal now. And I'm not sure that's necessarily a good thing.
Definitely don't think it's a good thing. Morris, I'm going to have to let you go because we've run out of time, but always good talking to you, and I assume that we'll be able to chat to you again this time next week.
Look forward to it.
Good on you. Morris Mizalowski there, a business futurist. And if you do want to check out some of Morris's work, you can always find him at Business Futurist.